Thank you, Esther, again, shooting with somebody.
You write to Shulri Shaim or Lishma, the rest of it you could be thinking about other things. It seems to be not a problem, the Gemara says. Right? Shita Echad Lishma. Okay, anyway, we were in the midst of Reb Chaim Shmulevitz and Shtikl Torah, Shari Chaim. He came to answer a Chomer, Kasha Chamura on the Shita Taisis. Taisis Shita, in a number of places in Shas, is that a woman is Kasheira Ladai. That a woman is kosher to be a dayan. In Hayais, a woman is kshera to be a dayan. And she's pasul la'edis, that's exeris hakasuv. So the rule of kosher la'ayid, kol ha-kosher la'ayid, kosher la'day, does not apply to women. That was the shitas taisvis. And the only gemara in Shas that seems to be the only Gemara in Shas that's a steer to that is our Gemara. Our Gemara says that the A Nasa Dai. When Eid Echad comes, he's a Shliach, Nasa Eid, and he says, if on Einechdav, he could be a Dayan. And if it will be a man, no problem. You do Bichnei Shnayim, and there's no problem. If it's a woman who's bringing the get, and she's the one that says, if on Einechdav, so for her, ain't aid not a dayan. She could be an aid over here, but she can't be a dayan. So mimeila, you need three, and we make a gzera. Since when the woman's a shliach, you need three, so we're going to make a gzera that when the man is a shliach, what guy's a man, not the woman. That's the Gemara. So chayrus the beferish Gemara that says that a woman cannot be a dayan. That's the kasha of the Rishash. So the Rishash has no way out except saying that Taisus had a different girsa in the Gemara, the girsa of the Taisus Rid, which we mentioned last week. But the teres is not a satisfying teres, especially because our Taisus says Rebbeinu Tam had this girsa. So Memela, the Kasha comes back. So Chaim Shmulevitz, in order to answer this Kasha, he started with the Yisaidistika Chakira. When you have a situation of Leitehe Shmiya Gedayla Maria, where Dayanim are sitting, and they witness something, and they're going to paskin based on what they saw. Like to Heishmiya Gedayla Maria, they see something, they paskin based on what they saw. What is the pshat in that psak? You can learn two ways. You could learn that you don't need Dayanim, which is the way I would have looked at it if you just asked me what's pshat. Pshat is you don't need Eidim. You don't need Eidim. What do you need Eidim for? So Dayanim should know what happened. Is the Dayanim know what happened? So you don't need Eidim. What do you need Eidim for? So Pashtus, I would say that you don't need Eidim. When Dayanim see what's going on, they can paskin because there's no requirement for Eidim. Eidim is only to be Mavar something. And if it's a Dabra Mavur, then there's no problem. Rav Chaim says, there's a second way to learn. You could learn that you do need Eidim. Just that the Dayanim are the Eidim. Then the Dayanim, then the Eidim, Eidim as the Dayim. So they see it, and they're the Eidim. They don't need our God to say this, they just saw it. So they're the Eidim, and they're good enough. So you can learn two ways. You can learn the Dayanim are the Eidim, or you could learn that when the Dayanim see it, you don't need Eidim. Nafkamina, we mentioned last week, the Ksaisis Nafkamina, is if you have Dayan Mumcha, Yachid Mumcha, who's a Dayan, and he sees something happened, can he, as a yachid, paskin the case? If you learn that you don't need Eidim because the dayan saw it, so here also the dayan saw it. He's a yachid mumcha, he's a dayan. He saw it, what does he need Eidim for? He could paskin. However, if you learn the second way, that you always need Eidim, just that the dayanim hein Eidim, that the dayanim themselves are the Eidim, so then that's good when there are two or three dayanim. But when there's one dayan, he's an eid, but he's still only an eid echad. You can't pass him off the eid echad. So then the din would be that a yachid is no good. The Ksais in the Ksais brings a Rashba, and the way he understands the Rashba, at least, a yachid mumcha cannot paskin al piriya. And the Ksais is mazik that, and he explains the way we said that when the Eidim see it, when the Dayanim see it, they are the Eidim. Since they are the Eidim, they could pass it. If it's a Yachid is not an Eid, so he can't pass it. So the Ksais Nemzan, the second Mahalach, the Ksais Nemzan that you need Eidim. So what you're basically saying is you don't need Eidim. Why do you need Eidim? He knows. The Ksais is naming off for whatever reason that you have to have Eidim. Like I told you when we started, I try to understand the first way better. I understand better that you shouldn't need Eidim. But Ksais is naming off that you need Eidim. And mainly he's saying that the Dayan is only an Eid Echad. It needs a Hesber this time. The sign is that you need Eidim, and that they the Dayanim are the Eidim. Mele by Yachid, it doesn't work. The Reb Chaim brings a Nesivis that seems to disagree. The Nesivis talks about a second Nafkamina in the Tutsadim. What happens if you have four Dayanim that are sitting together, or 20 Dayanim that are sitting together? And they see something happen, and they're mechavin to say, to be dayanim. They're mechavin to be dayanim, to paskin. And nimsa echel mayhem kariv. Let's say, it's not likely a dayan will end up being apostle, but at least a kariv. Nimsa echel mayhem kariv, apostle. One of these 20 dayanim was sitting there and saw it, and they were mechavin to paskin the dayanis on this. Nimsa echel mayhem, one of them is apostle. Do we say, all right, you're apostle, leave the room, the others will pass in? Or do we say, Nimsechemi, I'm Karav apostle, it's Bakr? Now, there's a separate Shaila if by Dayonis you say Nimsechemi and Karav apostle. We're assuming that Nimsechemi and Karav apostle is only by Aedis. Nimsechemi and Karav apostle is by Aedis and only by Aedis. In Cain, if one of these Dayanim is possible, does apostle the whole group, it's totally in the two ways to learn. How's it totally in the two ways to learn? If you learn that the Dayanim themselves are Eidim, that's how it works, that the Dayanim themselves are Eidim, so then they're Eidim. Nimsechmi and Karav apostle. They're all bottle. If you learn that the Dayanim are not Eidim, the Dayanim are Paskini based on the Yediyah without Eidim. In pain, if you have many Dayanim sitting together and they see something, and one of them is apostle, there's no reason he should apostle the others. He's an apostle. But there's no reason he should apostle the others. The Nesivis says that it's kosher. If Echamayim is Karav apostle, it's kosher. Which means he says the opposite of the Ksais. The Ksais says they have a Dinaidim. The Nesivis says they don't have a Dinaidim. So Zakt Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, this is a machlekes place to see this. The Ksais apparently holds that, based on a Rashba, that the Dayanim have a Din Eidim. And the Nesivis says, no, the Dayanim don't have a Din Eidim. And there's no Din of Nimsech HaMiyam Karav Apostle. And according to the Nesivis, a Yachid Mumcha could paskin. And so we have a machlekes in this chakim. What? Kosher and the Kariv. It's kosher and the Kariv has to leave. The Kariv is possible for Dayanis, the pastor. But there's no din of Nimsa Echami and Kariv apostle. He himself can be a Dayan. No, we're going that there's no din by Dayanis of Nimsa Echad Kariv. Apostle Kulom Beteo. The Dayan himself can be a Kariv. So, what? The Rashba sounds like the Ktsais. The Ktsais is bringing a raya from the Rashba. The Rashba says that a Yachid Mumcha is possible. So the way the Ktsais explains the Rashba, it's like him, that they do have a Dinaidus. The Sivis, on the other hand, holds that you don't need a Dinaidus. So the Kan Shulevitz goes to how the Nesivis would learn the Rashba, that it's not Shver on him. It's not Negel in your name. Coming back to us. Zokter of Chaim Shmulevitz, based on the Mahalach of the Ktsais. He wants to answer Ktsais based on the Ktsais' Mahalach, that the Dayanim are also Eidim. These Dayanim they double up as Eidim. So he says that when this Isha comes in, an Isha is kosher to be a Dayan. Everywhere else, an Isha is kosher to be a Dayan, that's like Sashita, and Deviro was a Dayan, a woman could be a Dayan. However, when that Dayan is also the Eid, when that Dayan has to double up as the Eid and the Dayan together, which is our Gemara, so an Isha is no good, because the Isha be'esem is possible to be an Eid. So here, she's going to be a Dayan who's also going to have a Din Eid. To be a Dayan and an Eid, that an Isha would be possible. Let's say, forget our Gemara for a second, let's say you would have a three Dayanim. A woman's a Dayan, she's sitting with the other two Dayanim, don't have a Mechitza between them, and they're sitting there and they see something. So in that case, they see Ruvein b'mazik Shimon. In that case, this woman won't be a good Eid. Because she can't be a Dayan now. Because if you learn like the Tzais, the Dayan has to be an Eid. And the woman is Pasul Eidus. So she's not going to be able to say Eidus on what she saw, so she'll be Pasul and Dayanus. Presumably, like the Nesivus, it would be Kasher. Because all you need is a Dayan. But like the Tzais, if the woman is one of the Dayanim, she sees something. Making a face. No good? We have something in your eye.
No.
Okay. If she would be sitting there, she would see. So she'd be a Dayan and an Eid. So a Dayan and an Eid, she can't be. She could be an Eid. She can't be a Dayan. The middle in our Gemara. Now you have to bear in mind, in our Gemara, she's really kosher to be an Eid. Because really, Chazal will masher a woman for B'fanei Nechta, B'fanei Nechta. But she needs that a Beis Din is Mekabel her Eidus. In the Dinei Eidus, that B'fanei Nechta is believed, you need a Beis Din to be Mekabel. That's the whole sugya. You need a Beis Din to be Mekabel the Eid. That means the Beis Din now is going to paskin without two Eidim. They're going to paskin based on their Kabbalah's Eidus of the Shliach, which we're being Machshir. Taisus will hold that a woman can't do that. She can't be the Dayan at the same time that she's creating the Eidus. Because this Beis Din is what shas the Eidus. Because really, B'fanei Nechta, the Eidechot would be possible. And a woman would also be possible, say B'fanei Nechta. This Beis Din is creating the Eidus with their Kabbalah Eidus. For her to be a Dayan in a situation where she creates the Eidus, that she's possible. That's absurd. Because she's doing more than Dayan.
She's
I understand. She's kosher to be an aid. A woman is kosher to be an aid, provided that she has a Kabbalah's Eidus of Beis Din on her Haggadah's Eidus. Normal Eidim, there's no din you need Kabbalah's Beis Din of their Eidus. An aid is an aid. Be'etzem, an aid is an aid, a kosher aid. The din that you need a Kabbalah's Eidus to make it an aid is unique to B'fanei Nechtav and Eidus Isha. But here, Be'etzem, she's not an aid. Bezdin can be Makabah. She's kosher to be a Dayan. She's not be kosher to be a Dayan who has to create an Eidus. She can't create Eidus. Because a woman is possible to create Eidus. She can't create Eidus. Yeah, a woman can't be an Eidus because there's a kosher. The woman can't be an Eidus. That's Tais Hashit. A woman can be a Dayan, she can't be an Eidus. That's what? Typically, it's just Dinei Dayanis, the Eidim come before her. Here it's a Dine Dayanis where the Dayanim are what create the Eidus. It's the same thing as seeing something. Where the Dayanis creates the Eidus. If you have Eidim, she's kosher for Dayanis. For her to shaf an Eidus, she can't shaf Eidus. She can't create an Eidus. She's making that this Eidus is an Eidus. She can't make such an Eidus be an Eidus. But her is dying. Because the Dayan that has to create an Eidus, that crosses over from being a Dayan to creating an Eid. A woman has no kayak in creating Eidus. That's what Zeresa Kassel. Well, Zeresa Kassel, a woman can't be an Eid. What he's saying is that just like she can't be an Eid, she can't create an Eidus. It's not absurd that she can't stand there and say, I am here by saying Eid. Because even with Riyah, she can't be an Eid, according to him. If you're going to tell me, Kach Tiknu Rabbanan, that it's good, so I can't argue with you. Because the Rabbanim just set away the aside. Now we have to apply the regular rules. So the regular rules are that a woman can't create Eidus. She's supposed to create Eidus. This is the way Reb Chaim explains it. The Shari Chaim, it's Shar Beis and Gimel. And as far as I know, it's the only Mahalach to explain Tysus. Because it's a Pella, Tysus, from a Ferish Gemara. So you have to find a chiluk, a way to be mechalik between Stam Dayanis and a Dayanis is makabel such an Eidus of a Fanei Nechdam, which really creates the Eidus. And that's Reb Chaim's chiluk.
But according to the
Ktzais,
all
three
Dayanis have to be
according to the
Ktzais, all three Dayanis have to be
in a typical case, two could be Eidim, but then they're going to have to say Haggadah in front of the third.
No, not necessarily. It's because you have three people who saw it. One of them was a woman. So according to Tyson, the woman's mom, right, as a dying. Probably she can't be considered an Eidim. So but the other two could be considered an Eidim. But the point is you don't need to have good things because they all three saw it. The only thing that they have to have the Yechoilus of Eidim. So does that mean that you just have to have two of them?
That's an interesting question. What is if you have one woman and two men that see something? So she's Taka Pasulaidis. She's Kashula Dayanis. So maybe she could rely on the fact that the other two are Adim, and all you need is two Adim. And that should be good. I'll tell you one better. I think what the Ktzai says is that if two men, now if one's a Yachid, if you have a Yachid Mumcha and another person, who sees something, he says they could pass it. They could pass it because it's two. The Yachamun has a karatay on it, and you have a second one. So here, if there'll be Yachamun, it would certainly be good. The only Shiloh, what you're asking, would be if you have a woman and two men that see something. The question would be if the two men are the Eidus, what's the woman passing based on? She's passing based maybe on the fact that she saw the Eidim see it. In which case? In which case?
In
the case the Chabbah can't say anything about Anisha because we don't pass Anisha's Kshayra
right.
To be a dai.
In
so he has to Mekabalay this. So if he has to Mekabalay this, so then here that will be the answer. So she'll have to Mekabalay this. You couldn't. What David is saying is that in Shulchan Aruch it says, I think it's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that two have to get up and say this to the third if two saw.
No, but you're
the question is, she also saw.
Right. That's what I'm asking. We're coming into a new idea of that.
The Ktzai says, the Ktzai is made that they saw. Ktzai just says you need Eidus, so to satisfy Eidus, I have two.
Right.
And now I should be able to make a psak, just like the Siva said. I know, so I can make a psak. Logically, you're right. That's how it should be good. No, but in our Gemara, you need Eidus. In our Gemara, there's no Riyah. You need the woman's Eidus. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz's Vart is that what creates the Eidus is the Kabbalah's Eidus of Bez. So the male of this Bez then has to create the Eidus, which a woman can't do. That's where he goes out on a limb a little bit. You do need an Eidus. The Shlech has to say Eidus. It doesn't seem that it's a real Eidus, because we say in our Gemara that B'shas B'siris Haget, it has to be done, Dafka in front of three. It's not that Chazal said this is a kosher Eid. If she comes a day later, she's possible. It's only B'shas B'siris Haget that Chazal said that if she says something in front of a bezin, it works. If she doesn't say Bifnei Shloisha, it doesn't work. She says it in our Gemara. She says it in front of two. Let's say you hold eight Nasa Dayan. So the eight comes, there's one more Dayan. And he does the whole thing. It's going to be possible. Why can't he tomorrow? The two Eidim come, they say, we know what happened yesterday. It seems that it only works this way, which we're going to have to see now why. But it only works one specific way. We didn't make our Kosher Eid. She could walk over the world and say, hey, this. It's only B'shas B'siris Haget that you could say. But you can't say Chazal made her an aid. Chazal gave Bezdin the Kayach to accept such a get. She's not an aid. You can't give her a title aid. It's not going to be an aid. She's just going to, it's part of the Maaseh Bezdin. Here, she's going to work. Okay, where are we up to in the Gemara? Tanya Kavasi Reb Yechanan, I believe. Tanya kavah seder Reb Yechidon. I may be getting to siyam and nasta lo v'layom lo b'farei nafarei nechdam. Yoytzi v'avlad mamzer divrei Remeir. Remeir has a chomer de kashita. Tell her de kashita. Remeir holds that the child's a mamzer. We mean a Torah with a kasha child. But midrabanan toiv v'sagunais, they made this whole takana, but it results, it could result in a vlad mamzer. And the Gemara will say why in a minute. The Chacham Maimim ain't have lied names. The Kesed Yase. Tleno Heimeno V'Yase V'Yednenu Lo B'Fnei Shnayim V'Yom B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. So this line is also a Chiddush. I would have thought before this Gemara, the Shliach comes from Chutz La'aretz, he gives a get. Fine, he forgets to say B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta. We call him back. We say, okay, say it. Say B'Fanei Nechta B'Fanei Nechta, and it'll be good. Comes our Gemara, it says no, nothing doing. It must be b'shas the sinas hages, and Tosis says, Tosis itlenu mev yazir neno lavi yaimer mikam mashma the tzarch leimer b'shas the sina b'fanei nechtat mitcham itlenu menu v'adim achan the sina teikadei dibor the mahani kadekah. Tosis achan the sina teikadei dibor. It's mamish has to be takis with the sinas haget. That's when you need b'fanei nechtat b'fanei nechtam. What's the svara? What's as far to this? Why should you need b'shas ma'aseh? Why can't he say it a half hour later? And there's no logic to it. What? Oh. Could be the way you say. What would be the far? Oh. Okay, I want to hear a second way. I hear what you're saying. One second. What's the pashtus? You're saying a long dishachat that he's a shliach, but the pashtus. How would you learn? The simple pshat in Gemara. Pretend you have to give a daf yomi shir. You have to say what seems to be the most pashtus pshat, not a sheker. You know, just because you're giving daf yomi, you don't say a lie. But you have to go with a glat pshat that you're saying that bezdin, that the shliach comes. We learned the whole five blocks. That's Yemin, it's only a week. But there's a tukana b'fanei nechtam. It must be b'shas nesina, it can't be later. You know what I would understand? I would have said. Remeir says, kol ha-mishana mimet be'yash ha-tovu chachamim, devlad demanzer. We don't pass like Remeir. If you're mishana from the matbe'yash ha-tovu chachamim, devlad demanzer. But still, chatchila, you need matbe'yash ha-tovu chachamim. You need to do it the way chachamim said. They said a chiddush. So you need the way they said. Now, but the other devlad is not a mamzer.
But again.
If you take it back, you give it again. So I understand. Because then I'm doing what Chazal said. But I have to do it the way Chazal said. Like Chazal said, you make a bracha when you eat. So you make a bracha in the nusach that you make. It could be Moshe Rabbeinu used a different nusach. But once there's a matbeah shetobel chachamim, you have to say that nusach. So we say that nusach, and any other nusach is no good.
Same thing. Here's the problem
with
that one thing. If you give a get,
and
you don't define
that,
and if she comes to the bed, and she says, define that.
Too late.
Too late, doesn't work.
Right.
According to what
I'm saying, every matbeah shetavu chacham is that way. If you want to make a bracha, you want to make alamichya. You want a bench. So you're going to say a bench in your own words. Totally your own words. You have to bench over. And it could be that if the matan Torah, if you would have benched that way, it'd be yaitza. It's a din of kol ha-mishanim and matbeah shetovel chachamim. The brachis, there's a din that is ma'akiv. Certain shinuyim are not ma'akiv, certain shinuyim are ma'akiv. But certainly you need the matbeah shetovel chachamim. So same thing, yeah, I would learn you need matbeah shetovel chachamim. However, in the Shirei Reb Shmuel, he's masber the way Tzvi started to say. He brings it to Tshuvas HaRivash. And he's masber that Chazal gave kayach to a shliach to be believed to say b'fanei nechta, b'fanei nechta. It has to be b'shas ha-shlichus. B'shas ha-shlichus. If it's not b'shas ha-shlichus, then it's too late. Then it doesn't work. So m'meila, it has to be at the time of the shlichus. If she gave the get already, and she walked away, it's no longer b'shas ha-shlichus. It's way too late. The shlichus is done. They made her a shliach to give a get.
It's not a good get.
Oh, so since it's not a good get, that's why she's still a shliach. So Mimela. Well, so Rav Shmuel, Rav Shmuel says the following. He says, if you're going to say it's a good guess, he just has to say b'fanai nechtav, then the shlichus is over. So tak, it's missing b'fanai nechtav. When I say b'fanai nechtav, it'll turn out that the giving of the first get was a good get. But that means the shlichus is over, because he wasn't a shliach to say b'fanai nechtav. He was a shliach to give the get. If b'fanai nechtav helps later, that means the shliach ends. Shlichus ended already. Chazal wanted the shlichus should still be kind. They said a shliach is believed. B'shas shlichus. B'shas shlichus.
Was what,
to give a get. The shlech was to give the get in a way that's kosher. Right? So he has to take it back and give it again in the way that's kosher. But if you can make the first asin a kosher, if you're going to end up the first asin as kosher, that means the shlech has ended there. That's what Gemara says. You have to be a tlein on that, or you take it back and you give it again. That's the way to do it.
Once you ended the shlech,
so that's why Chazal said you didn't end the shlichus. When you give the get, nothing doing. It's not a get. A get without the b'fanai nechtav is not a get. The shlichus is not accomplished. So Chazal said.
Did
you give it? You didn't give a get. You gave a get in a way that's not a get, so it's not giving a get. Shlichus is to give a kosher a get. So Mameli, you have to be a tlanah. What? Oh, so that Ramei holds it's a mamzer, and since it's all drabanan, so Chacham hold that they didn't go out kidei kach, made it a kind of drabanan to shaf of vados and mamzer.
But the Chacham are saying that you didn't give the get, you gave the get, and you shouldn't
sow. You gave a get, which is enough to prevent the child from being a mamzer, but not enough to permit the woman to marry. So shlichus is not over. The shlichus was to give a get, which will allow the woman to remarry. 100%. No, shlichus is to give a get that will, in a way, that lets the woman remarry. To give a get in a way that she can't remarry, it's not a kiyum shlichus. Okay, al kaponim, this is the hesber of the Gemara. Taisus is mesupik, mesapkalari, if it helps, calls masha sukkim by sa'inyan. If it helps, cause the man shasukim by sinyan. What's the shaila? He gives the get, and they're still talking about the get, so it should still help asukim by sinyan. I'm not sure what that means. But we had last year kedushin that asukim by sinyan helps. Let's say somebody goes to a chasna, he goes under the chuppah, he doesn't say harayat, he just takes out the ring and he gives it to her. So the Gemara says it's good because they're asukim by sinyan. We know what they mean. But that I understand. The Gemara. If Amira is to know what he means, so Asukim Baizini, you know what he means. Place is Suffolk, then maybe Asukim Baizini should be good. Over here, the Shliach came, he gave the get, finished. So because they're schmoozing, that it's too late. Whatever questions they ask, they have to ask already. The get is given already. So that's the business decide, but the get is over. The get is done. Bezin doesn't have the knowledge that it's kosher, but the get is kosher. Bezin says, one second, are you guys related to each other? Let's say that's what they say. Wait, what? You look alike. Are you brothers?
He's questioning
so they're questioning if they know it's kosher. Whether it's kosher already. They just don't know about it, so they're asking questions. But the get either was kosher or wasn't kosher. If it wasn't kosher, it's not going to become kosher because they're a sukkah by seeing it. Maybe they're asking questions about the b'fanai nechtav and achinami. If they're going to ask the b'fanai nechtav, I don't think that's what Taisus means. If they're talking about the b'fanai nechtav and achinami, you think that's what Taisus means? Sukkim by sinyan meaning not the inyan of the get, but the inyan of the b'fanai nechtav. All right, and Rashi said that we asked, right? If they're b'fanai nechtav, we asked those on the Shema. We asked things. Okay. Maybe that's what Taisus means, because it's into Taisus. Asukah by Se'inyin doesn't mean Be'inyin get, it means Be'inyin b'fanai nechtav. Because a man that's Asukah in the Inyin of b'fanai nechtav, then it would make more sense. I don't know, Taisus doesn't say. What? Then what would be as far as no good? What would be as far as no good? Okay, now. They're talking about it.
You have to say those four words.
Right. So this fellow comes in, And the person says to him, tell us, did you see that the get was written in front of you? Now that's more than Taika Dei Dibor. It says, Shalom Aleichem Ma'iri, Aleichem Ma'iri V'Rabbi. It's three or four words. It's more than three or four words. What happens now? So maybe that's Taika Dei Sufik. Maybe a Sukkah by Sinyan is good. I can hear that it's very mistaber. It should be good. The Hemsha. Kataka do it all the time. So we want every shliach. If he forgets to say before I left, we ask him, was it written in front of you? We're always going to ask him. The question is, could it be afterwards? Zakti Gemara, Rameya, Mishim Dalayam, Fadaynaf, Fadaynaf, Yaisi Avad Ma'amzer, in Rameya, Latamei, Damar Afanun, Mishmei Du'ula, Aymahay, Rameya, Kol HaMishanim, and Matthaya, Shatabu, Chacham, and Begitin, Yaisi, Vahavlad Ma'amzer. Call him a shanim and pay a shetov chacham. We'll see. Maybe we'll come back to it. Let's see the next piece of Gemara. Parhidya boy lasuya gita osel kaveder of achi dava mamuna agidi. So Parhidya brought a get in front of Rav Achi. He was mamuna agidi. Amalei tzarech ata lamoid al kol ois vais. You had to be there. Know that every ice was written properly, was written Lishma. Asalakami the Rabami Verbasi, Amri Lay, Light Sarichis. They argued. They said that you don't need the Chitema Evid Lachumra. Maybe when you're doing a get, just be Machmir. And by every ice for ice, be Machbid that you know that it's written Lishma. Nimsa to Maitzi Laz al Gitna Rishai. So this Gemara here, Nimtza to Maitzi Laz al Gitna Rishainim, is telling us a chiddush that if something is kosher, Bezdin is doesn't say let's be machmir and make sure we write every. Why not? Let's write every word lishma. No, Nimtza to Maitzi Laz al Gitna Rishainim. You have to be very careful not to do a chumra, which is going to be Maitzi Laz. What does Maitzi Laz mean? It means people who see it are going to think that it's required. And they'll say, 1 minute, by my get, not every ice was written Lishma. So, not the aid didn't see that every ice was written Lishma, rather. So you're going to be mighty Laz, I'll get in the Rishainim. So, Mimela, that's absurd. What?
Is it a din of don't go and preach to the people, you should do it like this to be machmir?
Someone wants to do it because he's in the mood, it's fine. But Bezdin can't say you have to have.
This was an individual. Wasn't this a specific case of here that Baradidya was going and he was asking if he's doing it or should do it? And they're saying, if you want to be machmir, don't.
No, don't do it for Dafka. If you're doing it because you're in the mood, you can do whatever you like. But if you're doing it for Dafka, because you want to do it, you feel it's a chumra, so it's a chumra that you don't do. The Mardechai, it's in the Shulte Gevayim on the side of the Rif, says, Pasak v'sefer ha-truma, she'en le'zayin b'gitei oisya sholshat nesgetz. I'm assuming you got Aliyas, you've seen the Sefer Torah. Certain letters in the Sefer Torah have a zion, have a crown on the letter. So which letters have a crown? Shat nesgetz. Shin, ayin, tes, nun, zayin, gimel tzadik. Not dafken the tzadik, any tzadik. Shatnas gets, those are Shin, Ayin, Tes, Nun, Zayin, Gimel. So that is seven letters that get tagim, that are tagim Medina de Gemara, they get the three tagim. So two lines sideways and one straight. And that's on top of every letter in the Sefer Torah and filling a mezuzah. That's tagim. There are six letters that get a single tag. Chaya Bedek, Ches Yud Hei, Beis Dalet Kuf. Those get a single tag. And the remaining letters don't get anything at all. The remaining letters are Chaya Bedek is 6, Shanis gets a 7 is 13. So how many letters remain? 9. That's 22 letters. The 9 remaining letters spell the words Meleches Cipher, the work of a cipher. Those are the 9 letters that have nothing. Mem, Lamed, Aleph, Chof, Saf, Samach, Vav, Pei, Resh. So that's the way it is in Sefer Torah. It's for a little bit. The first time I was by a get, I noticed that they didn't make tagim on the letters. I assume coming in that they would be tagim. Why don't they make tagim? So that's possible to say for truma. Shem azayim beget oisi shoshat as get. K'may shoisim b'sefer Torah. Kim bas l'shalei tamigi niminig nimsis moitzi laz al gitna rishayim. What's going to happen? You're going to put tagim. And what's going to happen is people are going to say, oh, the other get is without tagim. That's not a good get. Even though Dayanim are going to know you don't need tagim, but vice versa, for chayshish, that even the hamayinam will be mitzi lies. What? Even if it's not ma'akiv, vice versa. Even if it's not ma'akiv, which it isn't. But if you're going to do it, it's going to be mitzi lies. You see how wide it goes, this chashash of being mitzi lies. I'd like to tell you, you say this to Kabachlaikis, we're going to get to it in the second parak. It has to do with being Maitzi Laz. There's a Machlaikis Nesivis in Rebbe Kiva Eger. What kinyin you do by a get? When the man gives the get to the woman, assuming they're both in Bez, in a typical case, what kinyin the woman does? Now, typically, the woman would do, what kinyin would you do on a piece of paper? Do you want to become a shtar? What kinyin? Huh? Hakbar, what kinyan are you going to do on it? Mishicha means to drag it on the floor. You're not going to drag it on the floor, babe, but you do mishicha. So a piece of paper, you do hakbar. What's hakbar? If you go to the Rav, you sell him the chametz, you give him a handkerchief, and he picks it up, he gives you the handkerchief, you pick it up, that's hakbar. Let's see if you remember from last year. Last year we had that there's a kinyan hakbar and there's a kinyan yad. The kinyan of Hagbah picks something up, and there's a kinyan of Yad. And there are those that say that the kinyan Yad also has to be in the air. It can't be on the table. So if Yad has to be in the air, and Hagbah is in the air, what's the difference between Yad and Hagbah? So we had last year that if it's sticking out. The difference was, if you give somebody something to be kind with Hagbah, if you give him a stick, he's going to be kind with it. Hagbah, even if it's sticking out to the side, as long as you fix it up, he can be kind of Hagbah. You take the handkerchief, it's not all in the palm of your hand, you pick it up. Kinyan Yad, Rabbi Kivega holds, the whole thing has to be in the hand. The whole thing has to be in the avir of the hand. If you want to be kind of a stick, you have to stand it up in his hand, and then that's kosher. But it has to be totally in the hand. If you want to take a handkerchief with Kinyan Yad, you have to squeeze it into your hand, And that way, you can be kinder with Yad. Yad, you're only kinder what's in your hand. You're not kinder what's outside of your hand. What was Rabbi Kivega's svara? He said, because Yad is mishum chaser. And just like, if you want to be kinder a car with kinyan chaser, you have to pull the whole car into your driveway. If the car is half in your driveway and half sticking onto the sidewalk that you don't own, it's the only kinder the half of the car that's there. The other half, you're not kinder yet. You're only kinder what's in your chaser. What's sticking out of your chaser, you're not kinder. Yad is mishum chaser. And since Yad is mishum chaser, so therefore, the Yad is kinder. Only what's in the Yad, whatever's sticking out on the sides of the Yad, you're not kinder. Sotra b'kideigu. This is a tshuvas, tshuva reish chav beis. In the tshuvas, ois chav gimel. Rabbi Kivega writes that when you do a get, you have to make sure the whole get is in the woman's hand. It can't be sticking out on the side. Normally you take a shtar, you roll it up, you give a ksuva by the chufa. You give a woman the ksuva. The whole ksuva is not in her hand. She grabs it, and it's sticking out on both sides. The woman is kinder with kinyan hagbah. Rabbi Kivega holds, it says in the Torah, the nasan biyada, you need a kinyan yad by getting. And it's na'akiv, the get must be in the hand. So kinyan chatzar is also good. And kinyan, so karav lan is stumt, if it's within dalet av, then it's also kind. Although we did have a case where it's good even without it, but it has to also be in a stumta. It can't be in Rosh Hashanah. It has to be in a place where you're allowed to keep things. So she's kind of whatever get of kinyan chatzar. But if it's sticking out of her hand, Rabbi Kivega held its possible. Now that's a chiddush. It's a very big chiddush. This is in the Pesachei Tshuva and Simin Kufla Mites Oiz Dalit. He brings Rabbi Kiva Eger. Then he brings the Nesivus. Nesivus was a contemporary of Rabbi Kiva Eger. And he says it's not true. Shar Kinyanim are good by Kinyin. It doesn't have to be Biyada. How do you know which Kinyanim are good? We're going to get through, get to him, Yitzhak Hashem. But he says Shar Kinyanim are good. The Shaila is, should you be Machmir to be Yitzhak Rabbi Kiva Eger? Who wants to have a get? That's not good like Rabbi Kiva Eger. So, should we start? Look, Rabbi Kiva Eger is a Das Yachid. Would we like to be Yitzhak Das Yachid? So we're going to go from now on, we'll give Gittin to be Yitzhak Rabbi Kiva Eger too. So Pesachei Tshuva says not to. Why? Shaloi Leifilaz, I'll get Mary Shainim. Not to be Leifilaz on the previous Gittin. Even though it's Rabbi Kiva Eger Shita, but Hayyaz is a Das Yachid. With Dairis, they weren't Makbid. So therefore, he says not to be Makbid. It's only in the Gittin. I don't know what else would be in the Gittin. What do we do nowadays? So some of you are by Gittin, did you not remember? Nowadays, they're Makbid. If you go, you'll see. They're Makbid to do like Rabbi Kiva Eger. What happened to Shaloi Leifilaz? I'm not sure when it changed. But they fold the get in a way that it fits in the woman's hand. In one hand, it usually doesn't fit. So they told her to hold both hands out. And the husband deposits the get that it should be totally in her hand. And that's the way a get is done. I, the Pesachei Tshuva, says, well, Shaloi Leifilaz. Oh, so he's saying, all right, the Pesach, what? Why don't you do Hatbah? Because Rabbi Kiva Eger holds Hatbah is no good. He holds Hatbah is no good, therefore you must do Yad, which is totally in the hand. So the question, the Pesach, the Shaloi Leifilaz, I was thinking today, it's not Leifilaz, because everyone does it. The question is how it changed. So, you see him doing Yad, you didn't know Akbar doesn't work. So maybe the reason is because it looks normal. You stick out your hand, you get it in your hand. What? They did both. They did one and both. They did a third thing also. But she walked with it also. Right? Alright, I don't know. So Shlomi is saying that there are those who hold Shaloi Leifilaz is only on something that's a chumrah. If you're saying, not something that's Mikar Adin, that like that sheet is Mikar Adin. Okay? What? Oh, that's a very good question. It's a hot question to answer. Let me just tell you one more. I'm just trying to sneak in certain ideas. That maybe you wouldn't get otherwise. There's a very interesting night of Yehuda. In a get, you write a number of names. Like Silva, you write whatever the person's name is. Avram Yitzchak, you write Avram Yitzchak. In a get, you write Avram Yitzchak. Hamachuna, he has a nickname so-and-so. If he has a nickname, you write in the nickname. Whatever the nickname might be. So today's get, the fellow's name, I think, was Yitzchak. But everyone calls him Eddie. Nobody calls him Yitzchak. So they wrote into the get, Yitzchak, the Miskarya Eddie. They wrote in that's the way we write it in a get. The Shaila was brought the following Shaila. Somebody's name was Moshe Aryeh. And they called him Leib. So Aryeh, they called him Leib. Many people have a name Aryeh and the nickname Leib, because Leib is Yiddish for Aryeh. So how do you write in a get? Normally you write Moshe Aryeh Hamachun Leib. That's the way you write it. Moshe Aryeh Hamachun Leib. So Nidav Yehuda held that's a mistake. That's Mashma, they call him Leib. If they call him Moshe Leib, so you write Moshe Aryeh, he says you have to write Moshe Aryeh Hamachuna Moshe Leib. Why? It's a lum d'shashad. Does Machuna go on the person, on the Gavra, or on the name? In other words, if you say Mechuna goes on the word Aryeh, Moshe Aryeh, Mechuna Leib. That's right. Aryeh is Mechuna Leib. If you say it goes on the person, then it's Moshe Aryeh, Mechuna Moshe Leib. The Yehuda, I think, brings some type of digduk raya from the Lashon that it goes on the person, and it should be Moshe Aryeh, Mechuna Moshe Leib. And he wants to change. This is the Chumras Hanayi of Yehuda again at Das Yachid. And again, there's a Pesachei Tshuva in Siman Kuf Chav Tes of Katan Lamed Vav, who declares whether we should allow such a Chumra. B'chashash Loi Loi Tzilaz. We don't want to be Loi Tzilaz on the earlier Gittin. So again, this is a. Karya goes on the person, Mechuna goes on the name, which fits with what with the way it says everyone held outside of the Yehud. So this is the second Pesachei Tshuva, there's a third. There's a third, there's a Tshuvas Nayi Yehuda about a get that was written in a city. The name of the city was Tilts. Pilz. How do you spell Pilz? Pei Yod Lamed Tes Tzah Ender Tzadik. That's why it was spelled with Dairis. Pei Yod Lamed Tes Ender Tzadik. And Pilz got a new Rav. And the Rav did a couple of Gittin. He said they're spelling it wrong. It's not spelled Pilz with a Tes. It's Pei Yod Lamed Ender Tzadik. How do I know? He says you never have three Shavas in a row at the end of the word. There's no such word in Hebrew. Two shvas you occasionally could have. Vayesht. Vayesht. But three shvas at the end of the word, no such thing. Pilz, lamites, all with a shva. So, what? Oh, 1 second. So he said that it was spelled wrong all along. It's supposed to be pilz without the test. So they wrote a letter to the Nayib Yehuda. That's what he said. He said the Rav is wrong. In Hebrew, you can't have three shvas. Pilz is not a Hebrew word. It's a transliteration of a Polish word. So Mamela, you could call it, it could have three shvas, and it was written Pilz all along. It should be Pilz with a test. It says it's a problem. Shash Psul in the get, he writes, if we might see lies in the previous Gittin, we start now writing it with a test, we'll be might see lies. That's what might be the Paschim. Rabbi Yehuda was stuck. He says, Shtei Gittin were already written without the test. What are we going to do? He said that in this city, I don't know how many shuls were in the city, there should be machris for 30 days that they're changing the name of the city. From Pilz with a test to Pilz without a test. I don't know how you pronounce the difference exactly. And just like a person could change a name, you could change the name of a city. So it should be machris for 30 days. Because Shaloi Loi Tzilaz, he said, the get, really, it's not magic. Just it's going to be Moi Tzilaz on the previous Gittin, because of the test, we're going to start writing with a test. He said they should be Machriz in the city to change the names. I could take Kaf, Shaloi Loi Tzilaz. It's a totally good thing. How Vaiti went, Shaloi Loi Tzilaz. Now, of course, you'll tell me the Goyim are not going to be masking to change the name of the city. But you have to know that in Europe, the Dairis, for 1500 years, Jews gave their own names to cities. He writes, the name of the city in Polish is Pilicaya, and the Jews call it Pilz. Wherever Jews went, they gave names to the city. The city of Worms, which is a German name, if you read it in Kinnis, it's Farmazia. It's a different name. Aspire, they call it Shapiro. Anybody's name is Shapiro, it comes from Spire. There's nothing terrible. But so Jews always had their names, such a lot of them. Anyway, the shaila is this. How vite do you go Shaloi Loi Tzilaz? Why do the gedorim of Shaloi Loi Tzilaz? When do you say it? When don't you say it? Now, this is a very hard shaila. The Pesachei Tshuva in Yoredeya, Simekuf Yadalid, Pesachei Tshuva Dalid, brings a Tshuvas Maharanach, Mem Hei Reish Aleph Nun Ches, says it's only by Gittin. It's only by Gittin. There are plenty of things that changed. There are plenty of things. Every time there's a tumult, they change things. So what's going on? What they do all along? That's always the time. So he says it's only by gittin, gittin haradav achamor, the whole mekarshal oilais yilaz is gittin dapei, it's in yonei gittin. And if that's good, then it's good. All these truvas, I'm telling you, it's all gittin. I have a little bit of a problem that there are places mefurish where it's not gittin, and it says shalai lahayt yilaz. A number of places. So I don't know the geder. One of the places is a very interesting ramah. By a chasana, if you ever noticed, by the ksuba, the eidei ksuba, they come over and they sign the ksuba. Most of the time, they don't read it. Right? They tell you, never sign anything unless you read it, right? Usually, they don't read it. It's really, that's not the way to do things. You should read things before you sign them. The Ramah says, in the beginning of Hilchos Ksuba, in the first sif, Simon Samos, sif Aleph, Ramah says a Masada Kedushin should not be makbid and tell the Eidim to read it. If they want to read it, they can read it. Masada Kedushin shouldn't say it, Bedera Kepeda. You're going to sign it. Read it first. Shaloi Lohaiti Laz and all the other Ksubas. It's a Ramah. Sometimes it strikes me, sometimes I'm at a wedding and the Masada Kedushin does tell them, like as a Chumrah, to do it. You know, I, as a Chumrah, don't tell them to do it. The Ramah says not to. So the Ramah says, not shaloi lohi tzilaz. Now here it's not shaylov gittin. It says shaloi lohi tzilaz. So what the geder, where you say shaloi lohi tzilaz, where you don't say shaloi lohi tzilaz, I'm not sure. But there are a number of other maramakainis where it says shaloi lohi tzilaz. The geder of this particular sugya, I don't know. There's not much here in the way of Hagdaris except for this Chuvas Maranach. If somebody bumps into one of the Mefarshim who gives a Hagdara, a Geder, into when you say Shalai Tzilaz, when you don't say Shalai Tzilaz, it'll be very good. But right now, I'm sort of stuck. I tried to find the Igros Moshe downstairs, but it wasn't in the shelf. I think there's a Chuv in the Igros Moshe about bugs, about insects in the vegetables. But he writes to people, you can't just come and tell me there are insects and things people have eaten, all the diaries. He says such a loss, Shalai lohi tzilaz ala rishayim. And he writes this in a tshuva. So I don't know exactly what the hagdara is. When you say, do say shalai lohi tzilaz, or you don't say shalai lohi tzilaz. But it seems that there's certain times you do say it, sometimes you don't say it. What you do, what you don't. What? It's a mishkala chassidus. A mishkal chassidus also needs a guideline. There's a kasha on that too. There's a Magen Avraham that says the way we write our tefillin, the stumas and psuchis are not yaitzu kol hashitus. He has a way to be yaitzu kol hashitus. Magen Avraham says don't do it. Shaloi lo tzilaz in the previous tefillin. Tefillin you don't even see them. They're inside, right? Shaloi lo tzilaz. So, and I think you check it up. I think it's a davar ma'akev there. So it needs a little bit of a hagdara, but al kapanim, this is the idea of shalom ha'tzilah.